Well, thank you so much, Liz, for a lovely introduction. Well, I am indeed having a wonderful day here with you. So many of you who are working on emotions and their connection to a social context, feel among friends here. So, for the last few years, I have been interviewing service workers and their clients, who workers who do personal kinds of services, and who form in a way a circle around the middle class American family. So I've been on a journey, and I would like to take you on this journey with me. I've begun the journey with an interest in what it is we take as a symbol of our personal self, what it is that outsourcing particular activities does to our understanding of symbols of self, and what happens when outsourcing, which is something we've done in the marketplace, comes to be something we do in our personal life. That's been the journey that I've been on. So in a sense, what I'm looking at here is a market frontier. And by that, I mean a frontier with regard to what is for sale, what it is we can sell and rent. Can, you know, when my grandmother was alive, it wasn't an idea that you could rent a womb, that there could be commercial surrogates. Now that's for rent. When my grandmother was born, there weren't such people as wantologists. I actually interviewed someone whose job it was to help us decide what it is we want. Well, that's kind of a... I'm going to take you on a strange journey. That's just a taste. So those are on a market frontier, but it isn't just a market frontier as to what is saleable, but it's a frontier with regard to our sensibility. It's a think-feel frontier, too. All right. So I would like to do today is start with taking you on a tour of personal services, and then to talk about the context in which these services are being offered, which I will call a free market context, and the privatization of a variety of realms of personal life. And while we've normally looked at services in one way and we've looked at political ideology in another, what I would like to propose to you is the effect of the one upon the other and a resulting kind of mixture of market and personal cultures within these services and how they've changed our feeling rules. So I'm going to make an argument that begins by asking, is this good news? Is this bad news? Or is this strange news? Some people have said, Arlie, what do you think? Is this good? We need personal services. You know, what's wrong with that? You know, you're meeting needs, great. Or is it bad news? Is it estranging if we lost community? And I simply said, you know, is it good or is it bad? And then there's the question, what is it? And this will be about that. So, and I will talk about the ways in which we handle these, this morph of market and personal life, and the larger questions that I think our defenses against depersonalization are preventing us from seeing. So that's what I like to do. So let me begin then with taking you on a tour of the kinds of services that I've been... Let's see, this does not work. Let me try this. This doesn't work either. Oh, it did work. Yeah. Oh, all right. So, kinds of services. Downstairs, low-skilled, low-paid work. Upstairs, high-skilled, high-paid work. And Brave New World. All right. So we have child care workers. And this, especially from year 2000 plus, the proportion of child care workers in the American labor force has skyrocketed. We have elder care, a growing specialty in care work, as we see a graying of America. Those are care of human beings, but then we also have pet care. And this is an image of a pet care center where training goes on, and there are psychologists even. Then there's not just care. Let me tell you one story. I'll just stop about this. I interviewed a man who said, who hired someone to walk his dog, and he said, well, that's from Monday through Friday, but I don't understand these people that hire a dog walker on Saturday. Why have a dog? And that was always a clue to me when people said, why have a? Why, if you have a child care worker, why have a child? But of course, everybody is a child care worker. And if you send your parents to an elderly home, you know, why have a parent? So there's also sentimental care. You can hire someone to come into your home to arrange your family photograph albums, and in their own handwriting say, Uncle Frank on left, Aunt Ruby on right, to take that messy box of photos that we always leave and assemble them neatly.